Hi, I'm Michael from AM Accounting and Business Advisors Limited. In today's podcast, I want to talk about taxation planning for an individual with their own limited company. Just like to give a little bit of background of AM Accounting and Business Advisors and what we do. We're based in the Midlands and we advise small and medium enterprises and individuals about taxation here in the UK. So please feel free to have a look at our website and get in touch with us if you'd like to know more about our services and whether we could help you in what you are setting out to achieve. Our website is at www.am-accounting.co.uk. So visit the website for regular updates on all things about taxation and accountancy. Okay, so let's move on to the topic of today's podcast. This is more of a case study about how we can help with taxation planning and the compliance around having a limited company here in the UK for an individual. The individual has set up a service company in the employment sector, providing services to various companies. It's an owner-managed business, which means that one or more directors own the business and manage it as well, as opposed to a board of directors with a separate management team. There are two strands of taxation involved here with the director. There is the personal tax, which may involve a personal tax return for the director, and there is the company tax return required for the limited company, and also the statutory company accounts, which by law the director has to provide for the company. We work together with the director to ensure that the statutory requirements are met. It's a requirement in the UK that you need to keep adequate accounting records and bookkeeping as well as providing the statutory accounts. It's important to keep separate the personal tax and the company tax elements in your mindset when you have a limited company. For example, you may feel that in the first year of trading, your personal allowance will cover you with regard to the company. We have 11,850 as a personal allowance for the tax year ending the 5th of April 2019. However, this is personal tax. Without running a payroll out of your limited company and taking the 11,850, essentially you would be taking the money of any profits out of the company as dividend. When you take profits out as dividend, there is always tax on any profits of 19%, even if they are dividends that you take out and extract out of the company in this way. To be able to use your personal allowance that you are given every year by the UK government, you do need to set up a company payroll, because that way you reduce your company tax by the amount that you draw out. Thus, there is no company tax at 19% on payroll elements, and you are also using your personal tax allowance of 11,850 to the year ending the 5th of April 2019 and 12,500 for the coming year to the 5th of April 2020, which starts on the 6th of April 2019. It could be that when you set up your business at the outset, you did have investment and you may have invested equity into the business. The problem here is that it could affect your credit rating if you have a large amount owing to yourself as a creditor. For example, if you had set up the business with a loan to the company by yourself of £10,000, it could be that you have negative equity in your business. If you have negative equity, it could be difficult to borrow money in future and affect your credit rating as a business. We feel that the best tax planning policy that you can have if you are an individual that owns a limited company in your first year is that even if you have a modest profit, is to take it out as salary. This has two impacts on taxation. First of all, it reduces the profits out of the company, so there is very little or no company tax. And also, it has the effect of using your personal tax allowance. It could be that in year one, you do not make sufficient profits to be able to use your personal allowance of 11,850. However, all profits that you make in the company can be extracted out of the company with no tax liabilities for either the company or person if you set up a payroll for whatever profit you make in the first year. If, on the other hand, you have made a loss, there will be no company tax anyway, because you have to make a profit in order to pay tax at 19% company tax rate. We we find that the best tax planning policy currently in use in the UK is one that many accountants and tax advisors and companies do together, which is a combination of payroll and dividends. You can use the personal tax allowance for the payroll and then dividends as well to use the dividend allowance. The dividend allowance is currently £2,000 to the 5th of April 2019, and it is envisaged that this will continue to the 5th of April 2020. It's to be seen in the future whether the dividend allowance changes. We at AM Accounting and Business Advisors can guide you through all of the different steps needed to set up a company payroll and to enact regular dividend payments and vouchers. Again, this is something that we can guide you through the process on. The other thing that you might need to do is think about your systems for bookkeeping. We are partners with Sage and QuickBooks, and our preferred usage is with QuickBooks for bookkeeping. We also use Sage Final Accounts and Sage Company Tax to provide the statutory accounts and company tax returns. So this concludes today's podcast. And if you do have any questions about the items outlined in today's podcast, please feel free to contact us via the website or by email. There's a contact form on the website where you can directly write to us. We should be making another podcast soon with some more taxation and accountancy information that might be of use to you if you're in the UK and you're running a business. Okay, thanks so much for listening to us today. Cheers. Bye.